Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Book Bites for Kids. This is your host, Suzanne Morant, and today I'm going to be talking to one of the authors we're showcasing at the National Writing for Children Center, and she's written a book called Teeth Fairies, A Baby Teeth Tradition, and it's a really cute book set that comes with this little tooth fairy doll with it. So her name is, I'm hoping not to bounce it up again, but it's Ingrid Ben-Cosme. I think I said it right.
That's right. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi,
thank
welcome,
you so
Ingrid.
Much.
Yeah, well, this is great to talk to you. Now, where are you calling in from today?
I'm in New York, in Long Island.
Oh, okay. Is it really nice day there today?
It started off a little foggy and rainy, and now it's a beautiful sunny day.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. It's always fun to know where people are calling in from, because I've had people call in from their sailboat off the coast of Costa Rica or somewhere.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness, I wish.
Yeah, I know. I'm usually sitting here in a ratty bathrobe or something, but it's nice to know that but some people have. Listen, before we get to talking about this little book set you have, which is really darling, I want you to tell people a little bit about your background and how you came to create this book and this book set in the first place. So could you do that for us?
Sure, thank you, and I appreciate that. I was a former teacher for many years, and so I have some background teaching, and when I started to have my own children, my daughter was getting to the age where she was going to get her first loose tooth, and I started to look for something. I wanted something related to the tooth fairy, but something fresh, something new, something that was like a game, and I couldn't find anything on the market. So I'd always written stories, poems for my students in the classroom, so I just started to write something for my daughter, and that's how the process started. I started doing the game with her, the poem, and then the introduction of the doll, and she absolutely loved it.
Great. Yeah. Well, you know, I can't imagine any child that wouldn't. It's just really cute. So kind of describe the book and doll set, who it's for. We know it's for children about to lose their teeth, but tell us a bit about it, what it includes, and how it's to be used.
Sure. Teeth Fairies is a modern twist on the tradition of the Tooth Fairy. So the idea of it, it's the book is for boys and girls, and the idea of the book is that it comes with a fairy, and when a child gets a loose tooth, a Tooth Fairy in training arrives, and she reports back to the head Tooth Fairy to let her know how children are doing as far as eating healthy, brushing their teeth, flossing. And every time she flies to Tooth Fairy Land to let the Tooth Fairy, Head Tooth Fairy, know, she comes back in a new spot. So children have to find her when they wake up in the morning, and this process continues until the tooth actually falls out. So when the tooth falls out, this Tooth Fairy in training becomes an official Tooth Fairy when the child puts their little tooth in the fairy's crown. And then she leaves on the last night, and she leaves a special surprise in the place where she was last for the child. And she returns every time that they get a loose tooth. The book is a keepsake, and it has places where they could record. They name the fairy. They write down when the tooth fell out and what prize the Tooth Fairy left. So it's a lot of fun, and kids seem to be enjoying it. My daughter loves it.
Oh, yeah, I would think. Now, this little doll, so let me make sure I kind of understand the process right and people listening get this.
Mm-hmm.
The doll, I would assume, when the child's got a loose tooth and they run to the parent and say, oh, look, mom, my tooth, and, you know, and they wiggle it or something, that's when the parent puts the doll somewhere in the house and says, your tooth fairy's been alerted. I'm sure she's going to show up.
Well, when your child is getting near the age of getting a loose tooth, you can introduce the story, read the story, and have the set ready to go. So when the tooth begins to get wiggly, it's very flexible in that parents can decide how long they want to play this game with children. So they could mm-hmm. introduce the doll when the tooth is very wiggly or when the first sign of the wiggly tooth, and then mm-hmm. the game begins with children and their fairy.
Okay. I think this is a great idea because my children are grown now, but I remember when they were going through that age of the loose tooth, And they were so impatient for the tooth to fall out that my younger son, he actually, it got a little wiggly, and he messed with it so long, he just pulled it out.
Oh, my goodness.
I think if he'd had some little game to play along the way, that could have kept his interest up. It wouldn't have been, you know, like, we've got to get this tooth out right this minute. It just could have been a little bit more enjoyable for him. So I love that idea, because I know there are a lot of kids that once they get a wiggly tooth, all they do is just, you know, obsess with that and probably pull it out when it still hurts a little bit. So this gives you some things to do. So tell us some of the little things parents can do with the child along the process, little games and little things they can create.
Sure. Well, some children tend to get a little bit stressed out or nervous when they're going to get a loose tooth, so the doll is meant to provide some comfort for them as well. Some of the things that the doll also helps encourage is that they take care of their own teeth and that the parents are not the ones that are constantly nagging them to go brush their teeth, go floss. The doll is sort of watching over, so it gives them the incentive to want to do it on their own. Some of the games that you can play, sometimes the doll would be in silly places or doing just funny things that they would get a kick out of when they would come find her. Sometimes she would prepare breakfast and there'd be a note with something healthy, whole grain toast and fruit, and I would put, the fairy would be there as if she cooked the breakfast for the child, and the child would eat it when they woke up in the morning and find her. So just sort of hide-and-seek games with the doll, just things that can make it fun. I tried a zip line with dental floss. My kids got a kick out of that. So you can be as creative or as simple as you want to be. It's, you know, whatever. I understand a busy schedule with moms. I just had my fourth child. I have a one-month-old, so I understand that sometimes you can't dedicate a whole lot of time to doing things with the fairy, but you could make it fun for kids without having it be a whole complex thing, and I think they really appreciate it and get a kick out of it, and it's just for such a short period of time that they go through this. I think it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. So I noticed also that the book and the doll set won a silver medal award from this National Parenting Publications Award. It won one of those. Tell us about that. What does that mean? Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm really so thrilled and proud that we received that. It's the NAPA Award, just as you said, and we submitted the book. We put the entry in with it, and within 2 months of having the book on the market, we received the medal. So it was really, really exciting for us. It's the National Parenting Publication has been around for a long time, and they go over so many different products for kids, and they're very selective in the process. And like I said, we're just honored that we were chosen because of the standards that they hold all of their products up to.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah, and it's nice that pediatric dentists and parents are enjoying the book too. I would think, gosh, you know, if your child is young and has a dentist, it would be a great little gift to get from the dentist when you get that age too, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I'm also thinking one of the things that could help children, encourage children to take care of their teeth is, you know, when the tooth is about to come out, and if it's a good, healthy tooth that, you know, doesn't have a cavity or hasn't had a filling, the tooth fairy could be really excited about that, you know?
Sure. We talk about the fact that the better care they take of the tooth, maybe the better the surprise will be. So that's another little incentive for kids to want to take good care of their dental health.
Right. Could you read us a little bit? Do you have the book there with you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me get a copy right now.
A little bit to kind of let people know how the book kind of introduces the tooth fairy or teeth fairy.
Absolutely.
And, what we're talking about.
Sure. So the story starts, as many people believe, there's only one tooth fairy. When you listen to this tale, you'll find it's quite the contrary. head tooth fairy's job is just impossible to do, so she has a school of fairy friends to help her get to you. She assigns a special tooth fairy for every boy and girl, and she sends them to collect the teeth from kids around the world. Shall I continue?
Yeah, let's just read a few more pages. I think it's
sure. When your tooth is loose, teeth fairies go right to your town, and when they spy a wiggly tooth, they quickly fly right down. They are tooth fairies in training. And the rest, please pick up a copy and you could read the whole story.
Yeah, it's got cute illustrations, and as you can tell, it's written in rhyme. So it's really easy for kids to follow along. A great book that, you know, any child's going to want to listen to, whether they've got a loose tooth or not. And just the feeling of, I can just see a child thinking they've got a loose tooth, and wow, this tooth fairy is going to be swooping down at any minute because, you know, they're kind of. So, you know, we've got a lot of people listening to this show who are aspiring children's book authors or parents that get ideas, you know, kind of like you, but really don't know how to make the idea come to be a finished product. So tell us a little bit about the process you went through to create this book and then the doll and everything that goes with it. For example, like how long it took you to write the book, how did you find someone to create the doll and put it in this nice box set, all those kind of things. What's the process like when you, from idea to finished concept?
Sure. I mean, it was a tremendous learning experience for me. This is not something that I knew, so I had to do a lot of research, and I learned a lot along the way. So I used my own children's book library as a resource. I just chose some of the books that I liked, and I would read the back of the books that had information about who produced them, and sort of started there, and also online. The internet is a tremendous resource nowadays, so I did a lot of research on there to find out companies that produce books and doll sets. It definitely wasn't easy, but with time and dedication, and when you want something to work, you make it work. And that's pretty much what drove me to find the people that helped me to produce this whole set.
Well, we mentioned the illustrations, and they're just really charming. And your illustrator was Laura Watson. Did you know her, or how did you find her?
I didn't know Laura. I had a vision of what I wanted the book to be like, what I wanted it to look like. So when I was looking for an artist to make the illustrations for the book, I already sort of had an idea of the kind of illustrations that I wanted. So I went through hundreds of artists and looking at their work and just to find the right style. And when I came across Laura, I loved her style, and I reached out to her, and that's pretty much how we took it from there.
So did you have the whole idea in mind at the very beginning, what the story was going to be, how everything was going to go together, how you were going to have this doll, or did that just kind of come together as you sort of started getting an idea?
Well, I knew that I wanted a book and doll just because from my experience teaching, I found that any time that I had an additional tool to help me, something like a doll or a puppet, it always engaged children more. It always grabbed their attention more. So I knew I wanted that component when I created the book. I had the idea that I wanted to make it a game, so it was just sort of putting the pieces together, and the book took a while to write. I mean, there were several revisions, so the story took a while to create. It was a few months, I want to say, of revisions, and I had written the poem originally for my daughter, so I had sort of a starting point, and then there were just some changes throughout just to get it just right, to make it into the whole story. And the doll just, she came to life from the illustrations pretty much.
Yeah, she's really cute. I like the box she comes in, box the book and the doll come in, because, I don't know, I'm still kind of a kid at heart, and I can remember, you know, how I used to play with stuff. And this box with the doll is kind of a bedroom scene here, and I could just see the child, you know, keeping the box and putting the doll in it and just, you know, playing with that too, almost like the little house for the doll and stuff. So that's really cute. And I'm glad to hear that you said it took a while to write the story, because I think many times people think, oh, a little book like this that's written in rhyme, you know, it doesn't take any time to write or that much effort. It just all comes together.
Right.
But to get it just right and just perfect and everything fitting together the way it does, you know, that can take a long time. And then
sure.
too, you just, the process of finding the right people, getting it to go, you know, everything come together. So how long did it kind of take you then from just getting the idea and starting to write till the book coming out or the set coming out?
The whole process, I would say, took about 2 years. 2 years from start to getting it actually published. So it was not, you know, a quick thing by any means.
Mm-hmm.
Being that it's three different parts to it, it's the book, the doll, and the box, that
mm-hmm.
sort of took more time in finding all of the right people that would help sort of put it together. And the team that I work with is an integral part of making this happen. I mean, you have to find the right people that can help you, and I think once you do, it's just fabulous.
Yeah, that's great. Gosh. Well, I want to give people a chance to call in. If anyone listening today has any questions for Ingrid, you can call in right now while we're here live. And the number to call is 646-564-9773. So if you'd like to call in with a question for her, or maybe you've seen this little doll set, read the story, enjoyed it with your own child. Maybe you're just a friend or a neighbor of Ingrid's listening in today and you'd like to call in to say hi. You know, I encourage you to do that right now. It's 646-564-9773. And I also remind people that this show is being recorded. So if you're listening to it after today, which is May 19th at 2:30, you won't be able to call in, but today you can call in while we're live. Now, Ingrid, another thing that people are always asking me about, because I write children's books too, and I talk
yes.
to so many authors, and one of the things people always want to know is about marketing the book. Because, you know, when you get the book written and you get the product all out here, you've got this wonderful set, that's really just the start, because then you've got to market it. So what has that been like for you?
As I mentioned, the people that help you are an integral part of the team, and I have a fantastic publicist who has really helped put the brand, put the book out there, and social media has also been a really big part of getting people familiar with the book and getting to know it. Thankfully, mm-hmm. we've gotten some really great press and reviews from people that have gotten the book in their hands, and hopefully word of mouth and social media, a good publicist, these have all been things that have helped me to get the exposure of the book that I have.
Yeah, that's great. And I noticed you've got just a darling website for the book, too. And we'll give people the URL for that so they can go take a look. It's just www.teethfairies.com. And when you go there, you get a menu, and it's just got several parts. There's a section that tells about Ingrid and, you know, her team. Then there's a section for parents. There's a section on dental health. Then the little fairyland set page, and then also buy the book set. So, gosh, who set up your website? Did you that with somebody else on your team that you had do that? Because that's really cute.
Yes, we had someone design the website, and they've been fantastic also. And, yes, the website has games for kids. It has lots of tips for parents and ideas of what you could do with the fairy in the book. So we continuously work on the website as we speak. They're doing some work on it to make it even better and just to change it up a little bit. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
the website is a good resource, and we hope to put some more games on there for kids. And it's just a great resource. Lots of pediatric dentists are starting to really like us, and
mm-hmm.
we'll have some information for our pediatric dentists on there as well that endorse the book and the story. So the website has been great.
Oh, yeah. I was looking through it earlier today, and I was looking at the For Parents page, and I noticed that, you know, on that page, it goes through all this little process which we've talked about today, like when your child starts to lose the tooth and what to do. And then you've got a lot of helpful hints for parents. And then at the bottom of that page, there are some printable activities. You've got a fairy maze, some hidden object games, some coloring pages, you know, just all kind of little things that can really, you know, be fun for kids to do, you know, as they're getting ready to lose a tooth. So that's really cool. And they can also buy the book and set here.
Yes, and the website has the information about where they can get it, at Amazon, at Nordstrom, at FAO Schwartz. We have some, it's a premium product, and there are some fantastic retailers that have taken us on and are selling it at their store. So it's really been just incredible.
And I also noticed, too, that a portion of the proceeds benefit communities and schools. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
We teamed up with communities and schools because they help. They're one of the largest charities that help children stay healthy and in school. And it's a fantastic cause. So part of the proceeds when you purchase a book goes to communities and schools.
That's great. That's great. One other question I have for you, and that is, do you as an author make school visits?
I just came from this is the second day in a row that I came from my own kids' schools for the DEAR program, the Drop Everything and Read. So I just came back right before this call from reading with my children. I was just asked by my son's teacher if I would come back and actually read Teeth Fairies to the class. I have not done any school visits yet, but they will definitely be in the works.
Okay, okay. So I'm assuming once you get that set up, if people want to have you come to their school and read the book and talk about the program or any other event, you know, they'll be able to contact you at toothfairies.com.
Yes, there's information on contacting my publicist who can set things like that up. And yeah, I would love to. I think it's fantastic. I've done some book signings. So there have been events that I've gone to and read the story, and I love to do that, and I would absolutely love to go back to schools to read the story. The school that I used to work with, they would like me to come and read the story. I would love to do that as well, and I'm completely open to that.
Yeah, that would be fun. I could see them having a great time. And I think it's always good as an author when you've got something in addition to a book, you know, that you can present a visual. So the doll would be really cute to be able to
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, another question that people always want me to ask children's book authors, and I generally do, so I'll ask you too, and that is, what have you enjoyed most now about being a published children's book author?
What have I enjoyed most? Let's see. There are so many things. It's my daughter, when she's one of my biggest fans. My kids are so proud, and having them say that to me, and it's just that makes the whole process worth it to me. When kids ask me questions when I read the story, I get a lot of enjoyment from that, and I would say that's one of the greatest things about having the published book is just the children's curiosity and the questions and their interest in the story. That makes it the greatest to me.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I would think in addition to that, the things that you probably don't see directly, but just sort of knowing that maybe children out there who read the book or have the book read to them, maybe at school, are taking better care of their teeth. You know,
absolutely. The fact that kids are using the fairy and it's helping comfort them and it's encouraging them to take care of their own teeth, these are all things that to me are wonderful. I mean, it's not just something that I can share with my own family, but something that I'm able to share with many, many families, and that to me is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, that's great. Well, then on the flip side, another question I usually ask authors is, what was the most difficult part of creating this product?
The most difficult, let's see, well, I didn't have any background in publishing or in producing a book, so having to learn everything along the way and all of the research, and we had to get an attorney. There were so many steps along the way. It was a really long process. I think some of the learning along the way was probably the most difficult. How to deal with the printers and how to, you know, get someone to ship it over, and just things that you probably wouldn't think of, but, you know, we had to think of when we were producing this, and these are all things that sort of came along. So just not knowing everything not knowing what to expect along the way for everything, that was probably kind of difficult to deal with.
Yeah, and I think for many people that's kind of what stops them from doing anything. You know, they aren't sure of the exact process to follow, so they either never get started in the first place, or they get started, and then when they run into sort of a roadblock, they just let it totally stop them instead of figuring it out, you know. So
exactly, and that's it. You just have to continue. There is a solution. You just, you know, have to speak with the right person. You just have to get the right answers, and then you continue. You just keep going, and that's, sometimes it's frustrating, and sometimes, yes, you think, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get this done? But I just kept going and kept at it, and it happened. Mm-hmm. It came to fruition.
Yeah, I think that's always it's easier when it's a passion, and I can tell this was sort of a passion of yours. So, you know, you don't let things stop you when there's something you really, really want to do. So that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Did it. So are you working on new projects, or have you got any that you're thinking about doing, or is this going to be kind of the one product you create, or, you know,
well,
what's going on?
Yeah, I am Latina, and I speak Spanish fluently, and so the next step would be to produce a version of Teeth Fairies in Spanish. I also would like to produce a boy version, although most people believe that the Tooth Fairy is female. There are some people that see a female doll and they have a son and they would like to see a boy version. So that's something else that I'm working on. Most Latin American countries don't believe in a fairy. It's El Ratón Pérez. So I'm trying to think. I'm working on writing a story that's a twist with El Ratón Pérez and Teeth Fairies.
Gosh, wow. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool the way things just kind of snowball. You just get more things coming and more ideas. And I'm sure after you've done this for a while with this book, you'll think of other products and other things that will serve children in some way or another. You know, maybe as a book that comes with something else, or maybe just as a book. Sounds like you've got a lot of great ideas. And I think, too, you know, being a former classroom teacher is a big help because you kind of understand children, you know, from the aspect of having your own children, of course, but I think teachers in the classroom just always make really good children's book authors, too, because they just know, you know, what children like and what they need.
Yes.
So that's really cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think that you find inspiration and ideas from your life, and if you, you know, feel strongly about them, you make them happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, that's wonderful. This is going to be really cool once you get this in Spanish, too. I'm always impressed with people that can do things in more than one language, so that's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we are almost out of time today, so before I let you go today, we want to remind people that they can find out more about the book at teethfairies.com. I'm assuming the book is also at Amazon, and if they also go to teethfairies.com, they'll find different stores where the book is available as well. It's not, or the box set. It's not just in bookstores and online. It's at different kind of stores. So before I let you go today, though, tell me, what's your best tip for aspiring children's book authors?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? My best tip for?
For aspiring children's book authors.
I think that sometimes publishing publishing companies turn a lot of people down, and if you feel strongly about your ideas and you know what you're doing, I don't think that you should let anybody discourage you from what you want to produce. Everyone has different likes, dislikes, and no one person should tell you that you can't do it.
Right.
So
yeah,
keep on going, follow your dreams, and just make it happen.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, it's been wonderful talking with you today. I've enjoyed the set your publicist sent for me. It's just so charming and cute. I just want to play with it myself. Again, the book is called Teeth Fairies, The Baby Teeth Tradition. It comes with this box set that has the doll, the teeth fairy, and also the book. So get it at teethfairies.com. So thanks so much for being with us today, and best of luck with this project and the Spanish version when that comes out.
Thank you, Suzanne. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.